It's the second installment of our sponsored conversation with Martin Freeman, the CEO of Orbvest. The company has a portfolio of medical healthcare properties in the United States worth some $250 million and is looking to draw South African investors, among other global investors, to an investment they say is a sure thing because of U.S. demographics, with more people increasingly getting older and generally having medical aid cover. So let's catch up further with Mr. Martin Freeman. He's the CEO of Orbvest. Thanks very much, Martin, for joining us. So the last time we spoke, you told us that investing in Orbvest enabled an investor to get an annualized return on cash investment of about 8%. And you were quite categorical that this level of return has generally been quite stable over the 5 years since you started the investment company in the United States. Just tell us about that.
Thanks very much for having me on the radio again, and good day to all your listeners. That's absolutely correct. Over the past 5 years, now going on 6 years, we really have assembled a fine track record of finding these great, stable income-producing assets. And as mentioned before, we only go into assets in the healthcare niche, assets that are multi-tenanted in good locations. So think of a medical office building in South Africa. And the equity that is invested by the investors from around the world goes directly into the building. It's not a fund or a portfolio. It's directly into each building so that you have direct ownership. And then what happens is that you return to yourself from a cash-on-cash perspective approximately 8% per year, bearing in mind every single building is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that is obviously paid out. Those dividends are paid out on a quarterly basis. And then after 5 years, we sell the building. We then make another profit. And that capital appreciation normally equates to 4, 5, 6% per annum. And so if you add your 8% and your 5 or 6% together, that means you're getting a total return of approximately anywhere from 12 to 17%. That's our normal average per annum in U.S. dollars. And that is known in other terms as an IRR, your internal rate of return for the entire project.
Hmm. It's great that you get to sell property at the end of the term so that the investor can get the benefit of unlocking value. I mean, as much as I understand that part, why sell those type of properties when you know typically a medical or healthcare type of tenant is going to stay in there for a long time and they're going to be good for it? So why sell when at the end of the day you could be getting a stable revenue stream going forward?
That's a great question. So our hold period is normally 5 years. When people invest their money up front, they always say, well, how long am I locked in for? And whilst we have, as we mentioned before, successfully sold people's investment on a secondary market if they want to get out, most people want to know, when is my definite date that I can extract my value, my original capital, and my overall profit? When we now get to the end of 5 years, interestingly, over the past year or so, people have said to us, well, why sell? You know, it's performing, it's fantastic. So what we do is we assess the following. Number one, when have you maximized the value in the building? And then going forward, if you sell, it's also sometimes good to take cash off the table and to take your profit, bank it. And then as long as you've got an existing asset that you can also reinvest your money into, so you move from one asset to another,
mm-hmm.
there's no real issue with selling. A lot of people also like to sell and invest their money, reinvest their money. Others like to actually sell, reinvest the capital they had originally and take the profit off the table and do something with it.
Interestingly, when looking to invest in Orbvest, you indicate that an investor can choose from the property stock that you have as to where exactly their investment should go. How does that work?
So every month or every 2 months, we bring a new offering to the table. This is not something we're speculating on. When we bring it to the table, it's gone through our funnel, it's gone through our due diligence teams, it's gone through our independent investment committee where we have real expertise and depth of knowledge in that investment committee. And it then basically is at the point where we sign a letter of intent and we purchase the building, and then it goes onto our platform.
Hmm.
So when somebody goes onto our platform and they look at it, that is a physical deal that they can invest in. Right now, if you look at our platform, we have two fine assets on the platform, Medical 24 and Medical 26. I'll talk a bit about Medical 24. Medical 24 will comprise, when we are finished, with six buildings, medical office buildings, into one little portfolio, of which in a number of the buildings, We have the Veterans Association, which is the arm of the U.S. government that manages all Army vets. It's their healthcare part of it. There are 372,000 employees in the U.S., and it's basically the U.S. government as our tenant.
Yes.
And the value add there is that they have been a tenant for many, many years. We're familiar with the building, and they've now indicated they would like to extend for a 5 or 10 year lease. So you can see how valuable that would be when we conclude those discussions. And even if they just remain in their current state, it's a great portfolio to be in. It's diversified across Atlanta. It offers great returns. And so that's the kind of stuff we do.
If I was interested, how quickly could I sign up for this deal?
So we've got it to the point now where literally you can go online, www.orbvest.com, you register, or you contact us at our office. One of our people will phone you. We will make sure that you are fitted and obviously all the necessary compliance documents and information is obtained. And we can have you in a property within 72 hours. And that's amazing for me. And so people often come along, they'll sign up, they'll invest their $5,000, which nowadays is 75,000 rand. And it then closes a couple of weeks later, the physical investment. You are then in that building. And every quarter, you don't only just get a dividend. You get a comprehensive report. What's happening in the U.S. economy? What's happening in the area you've invested? What's happening more specifically in your building? And the dividend breakdown, and you get the money into your bank account.
Hmm.
And that's the simplicity we've brought to the model.
Between all your management team, how many years in experience do you guys have in the property game?
Wow, we would be showing our age. But if we just look at my partner, Henny Besoidenote, who's the chairman, Henny's been in the game for nearly 30 years now. Michiel himself personally has been in it for many, many years, actually buying properties in the U.S. Since 2014. You've got Lowe also involved in it since 2014. Justin and myself have actually been buying assets. I go back to 2012, 2013. So that's just the executives in the business. If we then look at our investment committee, you've got individuals like David Vandrach, who has a significant reputation in South Africa, having headed up the property arm of some of the banks, and he's been involved for, again, 20, 30 years. And our other fine member in our investment committee, Alan Kynock, also involved in real estate for literally decades.
Hmm.
So we've got a wealth of support and knowledge. I say that this is my trusted team to make sure that before we go ahead on any deal, they've done the necessary due diligence and applied their knowledge.
So, Martin, despite selling what is essentially an offshore asset or interest to South Africans, are you listed here on the JSE and are you regulated by the Financial Services Conduct Authority?
So we are listed on the Seychelles Stock Exchange, known as MERJ, and we ourselves are absolutely compliant under the auspices of the FSCA, which is the new name of the FSB, the Financial Services Board. We are accredited under juristic rep, and we absolutely, at this point, one of the most important things in our business is the compliance and the governance and making sure that things are done in the right manner, especially when you are investing on behalf of people, not only in South Africa, I remind the listeners, from 10 countries in the world. And so it certainly is a key part of our business. Yes, we do everything correctly, and we are absolutely under the auspices of the regulatory authorities.
That was Martin Freeman. He's the CEO of Orbvest.